Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's welcome board right now Jason Lockenfora, CBS NFL Insider. Hey, Jason, Mark Melusis, Andrew Bogish. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
You got it, guys.
Jason, certainly tough news coming out of Washington with the Redskins and Alex Smith here. I know we don't know a lot, but the statement from Washington, the fact that Alex is asking for privacy, the Redskins are asking for privacy. I mean, that's not a good situation in any way, shape, or form.
No, it's not. This is somebody who's dealing with some significant complications from the procedures he's already undergone. It's somebody who has certainly at this point his mind and his concerns are elsewhere other than football. And I think it is certainly safe to say that, his football playing career is very much in jeopardy, and it's a shame. It was a horrific injury in real time. It's something that has continued to be an issue for him, and there's some infections and things they're going to have to try to get cleaned up before they can even think about, moving forward beyond that. So, he's one of the more well-liked. He's sort of a gentleman of the game, and he's had his ups and downs and his highs and lows, but he's always been the kind of human being that people gravitate towards, want to be around, and he's always been sort of a beacon to younger players, and there's a lot of people rooting for him right now.
So what does Washington do in the offseason about that position, JLC?
Boy, oh boy, it's they're going to be in a bind, let's face it. They probably have already won too many games to get, whoever the top couple of quarterbacks are in this draft, and this draft is not shaping up at all to be in any way like last year's, where five went in the first 32 picks. It's not. It just doesn't have that to offer, and it won't be the kind of offseason, which they were very much a part of, where you had all these guys who had just been to the playoffs being available, whether through trade or free agency. That's not going to be the case either. I mean, they like Colt McCoy. He's a system guy for them. I assume he's part of that equation to some degree. But, I don't see Teddy Bridgewater there. I think he'll have better options. Look, it's Tyrod Taylor. It's Sam Bradford. It's, probably Ryan Tannehill, Joe Flacco, Eli Manning. That's the aisle they'll be shopping in.
Jason, with all the core and injuries happen, but with the openings at the quarterback spot this year, even for just a backup role, and the fact that Kaepernick has not gotten an opportunity to get back in the NFL, has his case against the National Football League just been strengthened as this 18 season has rolled along?
Well, you could certainly say that each week he doesn't get a phone call. It is another situation worth exploring, worth trying to explain. In the court of sort of common sense, I think this is becoming a decidedly one-sided case, but this is a very difficult threshold to meet. And, you need to prove collusion. You need to show that one or more parties knowingly sort of conspired amongst themselves to keep this person from having, the ability to work. They may, say, well, we each made our own individual decisions, that it just wasn't the right business decision for us. And if that's what the arbitrator ultimately decides and believes, then you know what? That's not a winning collusion case. So it's going to be incredibly interesting when it begins. I think it'll take 2 to 3 weeks. You're going to have owners and GMs and coaches called into this hearing room or meeting room in Philadelphia, and being asked to explain, well, why did you do this and why didn't you do that, and what were you saying internally about Colin Kaepernick, and why don't you think Colin Kaepernick's one of the you know, 96 best quarterbacks on the planet or whatever it was. But I'm not sure. You know, I don't think anybody can say with any amount of certainty how the outcome of that case is going to go.
Jason, to you know, some of the coaching opportunities, and we know Green Bay is going to be one. Obviously, we'll see how it plays out. Greg Williams is in place on an interim basis out in Cleveland, but all likelihood they'll be looking for a head coach. Do NFL teams, from your understanding, do they think it's realistic that Harbaugh is going to potentially could leave Michigan this soon?
I hear a whole lot more about John Harbaugh than I do Jim Harbaugh.
Okay.
You know, I think that's the Harbaugh everybody sort of who thinks they're definitely hiring a coach or they may be hiring a coach. Everybody's watching that situation in Baltimore because John Harbaugh, without a doubt, would be the hottest candidate out there. He would have his pick of the litter. You know, I think Jim probably interests a few people more than others. Obviously, his ties to Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, through the University of Michigan and through Ross trying to hire him in the past or whatever. There's certain people who I think have always had a bit of a fixation on him who would be open to having him come coach their football team, you know, at another time down the road. Is that where he is individually right now? I don't hear so much about that, but, you know, I don't know anybody who believes that he's coached his last NFL game. You know, I think that being the competitor he is and having things end in San Francisco the way it did, I think he'll be back at some point. I'm not convinced that that's this winter.
Jason, as far as the Green Bay job goes, how much backlash, if at all, is Aaron Rodgers taking for the divorce with Mike McCarthy? Is there any going to be any hesitation among the guys who you would think would want that job? That maybe they don't because they're afraid of Aaron doing the same thing to them?
I don't know if I'd say backlash. I mean, I think Aaron's getting some criticism and sort of people in the know and football people realize that, you know, he's not playing to the best of his capabilities either, and that something's sort of been awry there for a while. And, you know, this was not an Aaron Rodgers season. Some of the numbers, if you just look at the numbers, would say, well, wow, that's pretty impressive. And rightfully so. He doesn't throw any picks, yada, yada, yada. But he hasn't been a guy who's been anything close to sort of a transcendent player. He hasn't taken games over. He hasn't gone on one of those incredible heaters that we're used to where he's the best player in football for, you know, week after week after week. That just hasn't been the case. There is definitely, I was going to say trepidation. It's probably too strong of a word, but there is concern among a lot of guys who will have, you know, their pick of jobs, about the power structure there, about who exactly is in charge there, about what it might be like to report to Mark Murphy every single day or, you know, with regularity. It's a good job. Everybody's going to listen to them. I mean, you listen to the Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers ostensibly still in his prime. You absolutely do. But I don't know that it's at the tippy top of people's list the way that many would assume. And I think that's also a situation where, you know, you come in and the clock's ticking. Like, okay, if you don't win a Super Bowl in the first 3 years with Aaron Rodgers, you're a failure. You know, it's a great place and a different place in a lot of really positive ways. But it's I don't think people are looking at it and saying that's absolutely my utopia.
Well, would you say then? I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth. I get a sense that the Browns would be a more appealing destination than even the Packers when you compare where the Browns are and where Green Bay is and those expectations and where Mayfield is age wise and where Rodgers is.
Yeah, that stuff absolutely. But ultimately, it's who am I working for? And I'm not working for John Dorsey. I'm working for Jimmy and Dee Haslam. And when have Jimmy and Dee Haslam ever created a culture that's remotely conducive to winning?
That's fair.
When, you know what I mean? When has there not been, you know, somebody over my shoulder or some sense of incoming dread? When has that organization ever looked like a winning organization? And that's going to scare a lot of people because ultimately John Dorsey is not picking that coach. That coach will be picked by Jimmy Haslam and Dee Haslam. And that coach very likely is going to report to them. And they are not hands-off owners. They are intimately involved in decisions made in that organization. And to this point, it's resulted in precious few wins. So that's another one where, yeah, you look at the quarterback, you look at the roster, and those things resonate very strongly. And I think there's plenty of people who, you know, don't mind working alongside John Dorsey. But who am I reporting to? And are they making the kind of decisions that allow me to move, you know, in a positive direction? And look, that just hasn't been the case.
Jason, as far as last night's game goes, I can't figure the Titans out. They've got some nice wins, some real weird losses. Can they make the playoffs? And if they can make it, can they win a game once there?
Yeah, they're kind of the team that they were last year, and the AFC is watered down enough that a team like the Titans will get in. You know, the Chargers are going to be the 5 in all likelihood, and that's a legit team, I think, that could get hot and run through anybody. You know, last year, the 5th and the 6th seed in the AFC were kind of a joke. I mean, Buffalo didn't think they were going to the playoffs either. And Tennessee, you know, fired their coach, and Buffalo fired their quarterback. That tells you how good those teams really were.
Yeah.
I don't think Tennessee gets in. I don't. You know, they kind of take one step forward and one step back. I think at the end of the day, they'll be right around 500. And they lost 21-0 at home to Baltimore. So, you know, they've got to advance past Baltimore to get into that 60. The tie's not going to be nearly good enough. And I think that's Baltimore's spot to lose.
Hey, Jason, we appreciate the time this morning. It sounds like you got a little cold, so
feel better. A little bit. Thank you.
Feel better, all right? And have yourself a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.